From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Commander of Operation Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Wednesday the operation to retake the Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State poses tough political and security challenges and could take longer than the ongoing assault on the Iraqi city of Mosul.
It's a very complicated battle space. There are a lot of regional security concerns that are in competition there. The Syrian regime's involved, the Russians are involved, Turkey's involved. It's hard. And there's a civil war going on right next door. So it's going to be a tough, very tough political environment and a security environment, I think, for our effort there.
He said Kurdish rebels and elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces could eventually be part of the operation in Raqqa. He said talks with Turkey are underway. Turkey opposes involvement of any Kurdish forces in the fight. At the UN Wednesday, the world body's humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien said that the eastern part of the Syrian city Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone with hundreds killed, thousands wounded in just the past month.
The Aleppo offensive by Syrian and Russian military forces has been the most sustained and intensive aerial bombardment campaign witnessed since the beginning of the conflict more than half a decade ago. The results in human terms have been horrific. Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone.
Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin expressed outrage at the remarks, pointing to Moscow's humanitarian pause last week and its 10-day halt of aerial attacks on the city's center. In Somalia, local residents say Islamic State fighters seized the small port of Kandala in the semi-autonomous region of Puntland. The IS news agency said dozens of its fighters seized the port located on the coast of the Gulf of Aden opposite Yemen after security forces withdrew. This is